Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The Ottawa Hospital, or TOH, is under fire by local community members for a plan to build on the Central Experimental Farm, one of Ottawa's oldest landmarks. The Central Experimental Farm was built in 1886 for scientific research. It has since become a site for recreation, agriculture, and scientific exploration, enjoyed by residents of all ages. It was designated a National Historic Site of Canada in 1998, which supposedly protected the lands from development. However, the Ottawa Hospital has plans to build a new $2.8 million civic campus on the experimental farm lands, much to the dismay of some community members. A group called Reimagine Ottawa has been attempting to halt construction on the farm for years. Group member Valerie Swinton grew up close to the experimental farm and says it represents happy memories for herself and her family.
Of course, the farm has always been a central place for recreation for me and my family. I can remember tobogganing there when my children were very small, but I've always lived in a neighborhood that was within walking distance of the farm, so have enjoyed it very much.
Swinton is concerned about losing a piece of history, as well as the lack of transparency, she says, has plagued the whole development process. Plans for the construction of a new civic campus began in 2007. The Ottawa Hospital Board hired a steering committee who concluded that it would be better to build a new civic campus than to try to rehabilitate the old one. In 2016, the National Capital Commission, or NCC, conducted a six-month review of 12 potential sites for the development, four of which were located at the Central Experimental Farm. The NCC consulted with over 8,000 residents and held an open house consultation with over 400 attendees. The majority of them were opposed to the four sites at the experimental farm. The NCC found that the site at Tunney's Pasture would have the least negative impact on the surrounding environment, and they gave their recommendation to the board. However, the NCC decision would soon be overturned as TOH board members privately met to discuss the decision. In late November 2016, they published a statement that read, "We cannot in good faith support Tunney's Pasture as the future location for the civic campus." Swinton says she can't understand how the hospital board was permitted to undermine the federal government.
First and foremost, the process by which it was selected was highly irregular. There was a six-month study commissioned by the federal government, and it was very extensive. They did massive public consultation. They considered environmental factors, cultural and historic factors, and all the needs of the hospital were factored into what they did. The outcome was that they recommended Tunney's Pasture, and then the hospital was allowed to reject it. And I don't know how a hospital board has greater power than the federal government.
In spite of strong opposition, plans went forward to begin construction. In a press conference in late 2016, Mayor Jim Watson and Councillor Jan Harder, accompanied by MP for Ottawa Centre, Catherine McKenna, supported TOH's rejection of the site. The Minister of Canadian Heritage at the time, Mélanie Joly, gave her stamp of approval and directed the NCC to begin transferring the 25 hectares of experimental farmlands to the hospital.
Within 3 days, the announcement was made that no, it's not going to be on the recommended site. It's going to be on 40 acres of the experimental farm, approximately, and 10, 11 acres of Queen Juliana Park. So they chose parkland over brownfield space and parking lots.
Reimagine Ottawa continued to pursue the matter, convening a panel of experts in law, environment, and medicine in January 2018. Former Ontario Superior Court Judge Monique Métivier expressed her disappointment in the selection process for the civic campus, citing a lack of transparency throughout the process.
But in my life as a lawyer and as a judge in the Superior Court, it was always clear, and it's certainly an accepted principle, that justice must not only be done, but must be seen to be done. In the case of the selection of the site for the construction of the new civic campus, the process must be just and fair. Transparency of the process is therefore essential. Now, the NCC recommended the Tunney's Pasture site, but that recommendation was overturned in an extremely quick and largely unknown process. And so what brings us here today is the double question, why, how was that result arrived at?
Métivier pointed out that the NCC's recommendations were based in evidence that was readily available to the public in the form of a comprehensive report, while TOH was considerably less open about the reasons for their decision. The first stage of construction on the new civic campus began in 2021 with the widening of the O-Train Trench. The second stage will see the construction of a four-story parking lot at the intersection of Preston and Carling beginning this year and set to finish by the end of 2023. Its construction would require the destruction of Queen Juliana Park, a historic piece of land in its own right. Reimagine Ottawa knows that once the garage is completed, there will be no stopping the hospital from being built. However, they are continuing the effort by circulating a petition, which now has almost 7,000 signatures. They have also requested an official inquiry into the process, citing suspicions of developer influence impacting the decision. CHUO reached out to the Ottawa Hospital for comment, and the board responded with the following statement. The Ottawa Hospital is continuing to work with the City of Ottawa to consult with stakeholders and communities across the Greater Ottawa region on the proposed design for its new campus project. The design is not yet final and will be adjusted based on consultations with the public and provincial and municipal governments. When it opens in 2028, the Ottawa Hospital's new civic development will be a regional trauma, neurosciences, and acute care center unlike any other in our region. It will serve patients across Ottawa, Eastern Ontario, Western Quebec, and Nunavut. As the project moves ahead through each stage of the Ministry of Health's capital planning process, the hospital will continue to work with the community and government and welcome their feedback. The hospital also stated that as of 2018, they have obtained a 99-year lease on the lands from the federal government. They say the site at the Central Experimental Farm was chosen mainly due to an ease of access for emergency vehicles and patients alike. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.